exhale. You can tell them I'm doing okay, doing real well. I got six strings in the morning, and rain danced on the roof last night. Moon rose without warning, took his time crossing the sky. I could tell you about lonely roads and the highway. I could warn you about the trouble and the time it takes. But California woke up this morning with a sweet refrain. Yellow sun beat on the window, the light cut straight through the blinds. It was love that broke my sorrow, like day breaks night.
Caitlin Canty in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session with a song from her new album, Motel Bouquet. Motel. It's a beautiful album.
Thank you very much.
It's great. It's good to have you in the studio. Good to have you escape Charlottesville and all the snow.
Well, it's nice to see snow. Born and raised Vermonter, I don't feel right without it.
I had to postpone the show for Sunday night in Roanoke because of all the snow, and you got sort of stuck in Charlottesville, and postponed it till Monday night, which is good. You can come in and perform for us and then show up at Spot on Kirk in downtown Roanoke. Great new album, Motel Bouquet, as I say, and wonderful people working on it, including the producer, Noam Pokelny.
Well, Noam produced it, but he also played on it, some electric guitar and a little bit of banjo, electric banjo, and plectrum guitar, and then we got one of my favorite singers on earth, Aoife O'Donovan, sang backing vocals on that. But it came together in Nashville. We booked a day in the studio, just one day, to go grab just one song for a project I'd been working on. And when we got in there with that band, which was a lot of Nashville neighbors and friends, it felt so good. And we got four songs that first day. We booked another 2 days, and the album was right there.
And you did 3 days in the studio and all this stuff recorded live.
That's right. Yeah. All live. The only two things that we overdubbed were Aoife's vocals and Gabe Witcher's fiddle on a couple tracks. But we had Stuart Duncan in the studio for two of those days playing fiddle. We had Russ Paul on pedal steel, another brilliant musician. Jerry Rowe on drums and Paul Coer on bass. And I was chugging along on my guitar and singing, of course. And it was just a really cool setting. We were in, there's a lot of backyard studios in Nashville, but they're not just, you know, a microphone and a little six-track mixer or something like that. They're real studios.
Oh, yeah.
So there's this great feeling of like a natural, easy heading over to a friend's house, but some serious business can get done. And the musicians I played with, I mean, they're more household names than I am. And it's really cool it's not always the case that folks who have developed their own sound and their own personality through their instruments can really step out of the spotlight or be supportive players. Mm-hmm. But they were just such, they're just such intuitive musicians, and they can really bring, you know, their own ideas musically to the table, but they also really are sensitive to keeping the song and the voice in the spotlight in a lot of ways. So I had a blast. It was like, I was calling it like a birthday party for my songs is how it felt going down.
Well, this new album, Motel Bouquet, is your third album. Your second one was the one that got a lot of attention, Reckless Skyline.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And I understand the songs for this new album were not written specifically for an album, but they were written over a number of years.
Well, I was writing a lot of these songs while I was on tour behind that record you mentioned, Reckless Skyline. And, you know, a lot of that meant touring in new places I hadn't been and opening for people from, you know, lately it's been some great tours of Mary Chapin Carpenter and Josh Ritter. And I think before that was Milk Carton Kids and my friend's Darling Side. And it's different audiences. And so you really get a feel for, like, a good song should work everywhere, I think, and in any format. So I would be playing solo or duo with a variety of people. Like tonight, I'm playing duo with Miss Tess on bass and backing vocals, upright bass and backing vocals. And that's a really stripped format. Also played like the 5-piece band that was on Reckless Skyline, touring with them. So it's been a lot of different ways to feel how songs move when there's, you know, just one of you or five of you. And that was a learning experience. And when you're writing songs, you get to try them out every night on the road. It helps the songs evolve or really settle into place. A lot of these songs from Motel, though, one was an old one that I just never found a home for on a record, but most of them were written after Reckless Skyline and upon moving to Nashville as my brand new home. So there's a new perspective.
Now, this tour that you're on now is being supported by the Americana Music Association. It's what they call their Blueprint Tour, getting artists into towns with venues and radio stations and publications that are Americana-friendly. This must be great, considering you know, an independent artist like yourself and having to DIY it in the early days.
What I thought was really cool about this Americana Tour Blueprint was, you know, if I had had this 10 years ago as a DIY touring artist where I had never been to Virginia, I'd never been to Nashville, Tennessee, you know, I wouldn't know where to start. And I think for somebody who's just either finding a new part of their country they haven't played in before, then it gives you a real map and guideline for these are the friendly radio stations, these are the friendly venues. And so that's helpful. I think hopefully for fans too, it's helpful. I think fans get to know their local hotspot for the type of music they like. But this is, you know, gives you for a touring musician, it gives you an end point and a beginning point. You can find things along the way. So that was really cool. I just, you know, a January tour is not for the faint of heart.
Absolutely not.
And you don't know if some are going to get canceled. Luckily, our show that was supposed to happen last night, our snow day was on our day off, so we got to keep it. But so far, we got out of the Northeast alive. And when, you know, Americana Music Association got in touch with Skyline Artists, which is my booking agency, and my agent, Mark Laurie, had this idea brewing for a while, and Jed Hilly had the same idea brewing for a while, so they put their heads together. And it worked out great for us, but I would go out of my way for Skyline, and I would go out of my way for Americana Fest folks, because not only is Americana Fest their main, you know, festival they put on, it's really cool in Nashville. It's kind of like a mini South by Southwest, mm-hmm. but with better music. And but they also put on some tribute concerts every once in a while, and I was lucky enough to be invited to sing an Emmylou Harris tribute. I guess it wasn't a tribute show. She's sitting in the audience. It was a tribute to her music, and you were asked to play a song she'd either cut or written. And so I got to kick off that night with a song Susanna Clarke wrote, her very first song, that Emmylou cut. I'll Be Your San Antonio Rose. And that was just one of those magic nights. It's the night I actually met Mary Chapin Carpenter, who invited me on the road with her. It was... a night when you sat in the audience and, you know, had your mind blown. And it was such an honor to be invited to do that. So I owed Americana Fest folks a big one.
Yeah.
And yeah. So it's been great to just like try out this route.
Well, it's great to have you in town. Your first time to Roanoke. We appreciate you stopping by and sharing your songs with us. How about another song from the new album?
You want a song from Motel? How about, we're talking about the weather. How about Scattershot?
Sounds good.
All right. I wrote this song with Kristen Andreasen. And
oh, yeah.
She and I had both recently moved from Northeast down to Nashville. And
from Uncle Earl.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Among many projects. She's a brilliant songwriter. And this came from just hanging out on our porch, talking about some freak rainstorms I'd been caught in. You know, you can smell the rain coming when you live in a place long enough, or you know what a certain cloud coming from a certain direction means. But when you move to a new place, you've lost that intelligence. It's right out the window. And tornado sirens, that's a new reality down in Nashville. Some people run for cover. Some people continue walking their dog and checking their phone. So this song grew from that conversation.
All right, Caitlin Canty in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session.
Dark cloud like a gun, do you stay, do you run? Barrel pointed at the heart of the plains. Green bird on the wire, smoke before the fire, dry leaves coiling, a rattling chain. Yellow edges of light, dust curls, wind sighs, like the moan of a faraway train. Scattershot, taking aim with every drop, doesn't care where it's been or where it's bound, it's coming scattershot, it wants another round.
Rootsdown Radio sessions recorded live in the WVTF studio. Search Roots Down at WVTF.org.
Get up, no time to rest or run for cover. Get up, get up, get up before the road pulls you under. Sleeping on embers, breathing in rivers, waking up shivering on summer's hottest night. Salt crusted sweat dries dust deep in white lines. Find it in the nick of time. Ooh, 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 ooh. Get up, get up, get up. No time to rest or run for cover. Get up, get up, get up. Get up, get up, get up. No time.